Welcome to Michigan in Focus, powered by thecentersquare.com. This episode features a piece by Center Square Michigan reporter Scott McClellan, headlined, quote, "Government grant questioned after taxpayers buy $4,500 coffee maker," end quote. Here's the story. Michigan Republicans are calling for accountability within the Michigan Economic Development Corporation after taxpayers reportedly bought an $11,000 flight to Budapest and a $4,500 coffee maker. Metro Detroit businesswoman and Michigan Economic Development Corporation Executive Committee member Faye Badoon received a $20 million grant for her company Global Link International to attract international business. The Detroit News reported that money paid for a flight to a conference in Budapest and a Jura coffee maker. The report didn't include information about who received the coffee maker, whether for personal or business use, or other details. The Center Square has filed a records request seeking more spending details. Badoon has served as executive director of the American Arab Chamber of Commerce and the CEO of Tajara, another organization working to further economic relations between the United States and the Arab world. The report said she spent $100,000 of taxpayer money to sponsor an event led by a Michigan Business Founders Group and another $130,000 on her business's legal and consulting fees. Badoon spent $408,000 on salary for herself and someone else, the outlet said, citing records requests. Representative Jay DeBoyer, a Republican from Clay Township, said Michigan Economic Development Corporation Chief Executive Quentin Ello Messer Jr. should immediately halt and examine the grant project. DeBoyer wrote in the letter, quote, "Accountability and transparency in state government and its departments are pivotal in maintaining the public's trust. When people see questionable practices or outright failures in these areas on our end, they fail to respect our institutions and their elected leaders in greater numbers," end quote. The grant condition doesn't require an audit until half of the money is spent. DeBoyer said, quote, "Taxpayers across our state who helped foot the bill for this apparent boondoggle shouldn't have to wait until $10 million is gone for this to be reviewed. That accountability should be delivered now," end quote. The Center Square has asked the Michigan Economic Development Corporation for a comment. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation funds business projects statewide. Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointed Badoon to its executive committee in 2018. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation has also paid $44,117 for Whitmer to travel to Davos to speak at the World Economic Forum and an undisclosed amount to travel to Taiwan for a business trip. This podcast was made with the assistance of AI technology. Please subscribe and thanks for listening.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.